GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. Mentioned moments ago that Senator Susan Collins' office has received a series of voicemails. This is just a sampling of them. And I will say that these are the four that the office sent to us when we asked for them. And these, and I do not know if these went straight to Washington, D.C., and they might have gone to offices that she has, maybe in Augusta or Bangor or Portland or maybe Presque Isle. I don't know.
My understanding is that they are getting in both places.
Okay. And these are people that are animated over the Senate hearings. Now, carefully went to, if there are young ears in the car with you, you might want to turn over to Big 104 FM and listen to our broadcast colleague, Mike Elliott, play the biggest hits of the 70s, 80s, and 90s, okay? Because this is not for them. And I guess, George, part of the reason I wanted to play these is because as listening to them, I'm like, oh, please don't let it be a voice that we're familiar with on our radio station.
Well, it could be. But this has been going, by the way, this has been going on back toward the Kavanaugh hearing. This is nothing.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
It's a lot worse now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
A lot worse. Yeah. Vitriolic and so forth. But back in September.
Oh, yeah.
She was talking about when the Kavanaugh thing was going on.
But we didn't get any of those recordings.
No. She released these.
Yep.
She being Senator Collins.
Here is one of the four. Click this one. This is message number one. Sent voicemail to Senator Susan Collins. Messages left for her concerning the Senate impeachment trial.
Wow, what a vile piece of garbage you are, Susan Collins. Sorry, but those of us with a brain in the United States, which is about more than half the country, see exactly what the president did. You've seen exactly what the president did. You know what he did, and you're going to sit there and hold this. If you don't have the guts and the integrity, I sure hope you didn't breed. I sure hope you don't have children or grandchildren because their future's If you don't vote to have witnesses in this trial for the most vile, vulgar piece of president that has ever existed and needs to be removed, how dare you? How dare you bring children into this world? And how dare you even breathe the air that the rest of us breathe? You make me sick.
It is amazing to
Well, then. Okay.
We've all had.
And by the way, there's no way, I think, to track as to whether or not that person is actually from Maine.
No.
They could be from anywhere. But
I don't know about call tracing. And there's no implied threat. So she does have security, but there is no implied threat. Look.
There was just a concern that that person hoped that she didn't breed.
Yeah, I know. It's just disgusting. And it tells you to a degree. She gets about 25 of calls a day.
That's it?
Voicemails.
Oh.
And they only about 1 in 25 are that way. There are calls supporting her, by the way.
Okay.
This is not one way. But
keep it classy.
It does tell us how low some people will go. It's disgusting.
If that was the low point, hang on, it gets lower.
Oh, I'm sure it does.
Here's another of the voicemail messages sent to Maine Senator Susan Collins during the impeachment trial.
We want to see the witnesses. We want a fair trial. We want this in public. You're going to lose, Susan Collins. You're going to lose. You're just a little bitch for Donald Trump. F*** you.
Well,
I decided that we've heard the word bitch enough that I could leave that in. Okay?
Yeah, we've heard a lot of words. It's interesting because
I'm going to play that one again in a second because I want to point out something out that you might have missed.
Senator Collins, who yesterday was part of the group questioning in the Senate trial, she's kind of sent the balloon out that she's willing to vote for witnesses.
Yep. So maybe these messages came in before that. Although I think she said.
I don't know that. I suspect the haters hate no matter what the message is.
True that. Listen one more time. I want to point out something to you that you might have missed. Listen carefully to this. Call number two one more time.
We want to see the witnesses. We want a fair trial. We want this in public. You're going to lose, Susan Collins. You're going to lose. You're just a little bitch for Donald Trump. F*** you.
In the background, you can hear they are watching coverage.
Yeah.
On a, I'm guessing, one of the 24-hour news channels, because you hear them talking about the documents and trial and speech. You hear that.
It's fascinating to me in another aspect. At times, Senator Collins, we're just presenting what's happening.
Yep.
But at times, Senator Collins has criticized the president for his use of language. She has been a lightning rod because of the perceived, how would I put it, moderate stances that she takes most of the time. People in Maine have criticized her at times, Republicans included, calling her rhino, but that's a lot different than what we're hearing on these tapes.
Okay. This is, and in our show, I'm a little to the stereo right. You're a little to the stereo left. That's the way it plays out. These text messages have nothing to do with you or me. They're talking about the people that have written in. And this person writes, tolerant left. This person writes, that person said he didn't want her to breathe. That sounds like a threat to me. This person writes, I'm not going to lie. I thought they would have been the crazy Trump supporters. I am a Trump supporter, but apparently I'm not a crazy one. Sounded like noise in the background from the prison. No, that wasn't a prison cell. Is that what we call liberal tolerance? Here's message, voicemail message number 3 that we have from Senator Collins' office. This is people upset, watching, making demands, if you will, and I think you'll hear one in this, concerning the Senate trial.
Hi, Senator. I'd love to know why you're betraying the trust of the American people by committing treason to protect a corrupt president who committed treason by bribing the Ukraine. I would love to know why you're obstructing justice. Why are you obstructing justice? Is it because you want to go to hell? Are you in some kind of satanic cult? I don't understand why you're doing the devil's work. I truly am confused as to why you hate America. Why do you hate America? Why won't you let justice be served? Why are you so corrupt? Oh, right, because you've always been a stupid, dumb bitch.
Well, at least they're trying to be consistent with the B word. But here again,
can we go back on one point on that?
I don't know how the intelligence level of these people is pretty low.
She doesn't even have the alleged crime correct. No. Listen to what she says.
Hi, Senator. I'd love to know why you're betraying the trust of the American people by committing treason to protect a corrupt president who committed treason by bribing the Ukraine.
But he didn't try to bribe the Ukraine. That's not what the allegation is. By the way, none of them are felonies, but...
The point here is
treason.
The political bar has been lowered so much in the country that it gives room for crazy people like these calling in. Now, again, we got 4 tapes. I don't know how many came from the other side. She's also getting some flack from the Republican side, but not as much as she's getting from the liberal side. But she's been getting this since back in September.
Dan in Monmouth. Can we get some counseling for these people?
Yeah, they're sick. Yeah, he's right.
Liberals have been crying for years that our country is divided, and then they behave this way? Okay, well, not all liberals. Okay,
yeah,
again, you got
to
sample it. You got to get a sampling here, okay?
All right, this is 4.
Okay. This is what happens when you don't have an impartial media. These people clearly believe the things that haven't been proven yet. I will say that text has some substance in the conversation based on what some of the emails, check that, the voice messages that you've heard. I saved not the best for last. I didn't save the best for last, but I had to 8 times. I had to, well, maybe 9 times. I had to bleep out some of the words. Okay. Here's the 4th of the 4 voicemail messages sent to us from Senator Collins' office. These are the comments people have made to the senator around the Senate impeachment trial.
Yeah, f*** you, Senator Collins. Yeah, on TV, I saw you last night. Looked like President Trump and Paul LePage's were all over where they in your face. I bet you one of those Republican senators, or you want to. You're a half-pint little cross-eyed with a voice impediment. You suck. You're a traitor to your country. What you really are, and my vile vitriol, it really just masks my contempt for you, and that you are a traitor, that you support people like Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump. You're a disgrace to this country, not just to the Senate, but to your country. You're a traitor. You're a traitor. You.
At least he knew he was committing vile language.
Well, no, because listen carefully to what he said there.
And my vile vitriol, it really just masks my contempt for you.
I don't think his vile vitriol is masking his contempt at all.
No, it's sad. It's
and bringing Paula Page into
Okay,
so you know that one didn't come from another state. That one came from Maine.
Must have come from Maine.
Wow.
Well, the Collins has been, because she's been there so long, and she has a status in the hierarchy of the Senate, and she served on important committees, and the fact that she is a self-described moderate, she is often at the center of the, well, put it this way, the center of the action.
Okay, I don't know if this is true, and I'd love to be, I mean, fair and balanced. I mean, send me the tapes, okay? Send me the emails, send me the files, and I'll sanitize them for your protection, as promised. But this person writes, why is it we never hear anything like this from Republicans? I don't know. I can imagine that some Democratic lawmakers get some nasty voicemail messages from someone who claims to be from the GOP. I don't know.
I imagine there are a few senators around the country who are getting similar phone calls. Mm-hmm. Murkowski, perhaps.
Maybe.
These were released by the office of Senator Collins. She's complained about this in the past. She complained on the floor the other day. Remember, it was Senator Collins who sent the note to the Chief Justice.
And too bad she couldn't send one about the decorum of these people who have called. And Tim in Corinth, I'm going to be like Governor Paula Page. I'm not going to leave money on the table. He writes in a text message, I know that this comment won't make air, but I'm laughing listening to these messages. Did you notice that the men sound like women and the women sound like men? I'll donate $100 to your favorite charity if this text makes the air. Tim, the Travis Mills Foundation.
Yeah, you got it.
The Travis Mills Foundation. Senator Collins is a senator for a more sane time. It doesn't work in our charged atmosphere any longer. Can I share a personal opinion?
Yeah.
This is not just personal opinion, okay? George, you share yours. I'm going to share mine. Maybe someone who, only because I've seen her office, I've talked with her, I guess I've come to know her and the people that work for her, and I see her as a senator for a sane time, maybe she's needed now more than ever. Maybe I'm wrong. That's just my opinion.
Well, I've known Senator Collins for a great number of years. I knew her before she was a senator. Used to break bread with her at the Rotary Club many years ago. I'm not a personal friend of the senator. In clarity, I have voted for Senator Collins. I have disagreed with her on a number of issues, but who agrees with every senator and every congressman all the time?
Note to us via Facebook. This is what happens when millions of dollars in dark money are spent to personally destroy someone just because you disagree with their politics. This person writes to us, low information voters. Joe writes to us, I emailed Senator Collins with the opposite opinion. I gave her my quid pro quo that I would do everything actively to have others vote against her if she voted for witnesses. It is obvious that the whole impeachment from the House is a sham. This is basically the gist of what I sent to Senator Collins. I felt it was somewhat disrespectful, but I had to get my opinion out. Well, I hope you shared your opinion with more decorum than what you've heard from these. This person writes, wow, capital letters. The level of disgusting disrespect is disturbing.
Not surprising. It's disturbing, it's disgusting, but it is not surprising. That is where we are today.
So, oh, by the way, and Tim writes back, my pleasure, he's donating $100 to the Travis Mills Foundation because we read his text message on the air.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.